You are listening to SLPN, podcasts for the metaverse.
Hey, I love the head. Wait, where's all, what's with all the explosives?
Stories podcast.
Hello, howdy be doodles, everyone. God, that sounds stupid. Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you're going to hear a 100 Word story all by itself. But it's Saturday, and they all collect up, and they gather, and they hang out in the forest, and they have a picnic. And we call that picnic the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on the topic. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Okay, Anima Zabaleta picked the topic of The Voice, and we have a bunch of stories in. Welcome back to everyone. Hey, even though a lot of you are out at PodCamp Boston and, you know,
look, there's CC's butt. Let's kiss that, and let's kiss Chris Penn's butt, and let's kiss...
Gomem, is there anybody kissing your butt out there? I was just talking to him out there on the recording, so... let's find out who won last week so that we can see who goes first this week. And sure enough, it's the steamrolling steamroll champion, Steven the Nuclear Man. You can find his stuff at ideatrashed.blogspot.com. All the links are in the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And let's just get on a rolling with Steven's story.
Like jasmine, a nighttime soft and delicate, heard in the sudden pause of a dozen conversations. Like curry, seasoning small talk into sublime soul-sharing. Like molasses, soft and comforting, though we're just friends. Like pure summer dew, innocent and clear kisses. Like sugar, delicious and excruciatingly sweet, like butter. Melting words enhancing our flavor, like yellow sliced cheese, once delightful, now blasé, like jalapeno, ferocious heat, cursing stupid infidelities, like ice, a no-taste defined by cold, the absence of heat, like copper, metallic aftertaste, lingering long after the real thing is gone, like whiskey, hateful burning, but never, ever enough.
Oh, yeah, whiskey. Jack, meet Coke. Coke, Jack, have a meeting in my tummy. Oh, thank you, Steven, the Nuclear Man. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they sent me to link, but I'm still going to mention them here because some people don't read the show notes, and some people read the show notes and don't listen to this. Either way, I will have your soul! I'm sure that there's some kind of strategy for this being discussed at PodCamp Boston, and the word discussed really does bring out the true meaning of PodCamp Boston. I mean, come on, could it be more disgusting that the marketing forces, the corporate entities are taking over the podosphere? Or maybe they're just trying to rename it to new media so that the old media can put on a mask and say, no, really, it's not really us. We have Amanda Cogdon. We have all these other people. Come on, they're all your friends. They're the ones you worshipped before. You should follow them. Like rats into the lake. So, we didn't have any rookies this week, but we sure as hell had a bunch of veterans come back, and one of them is Mike, and I want to apologize to Mike for losing that one story. It kind of got caught in my spam filters or something, but he's back, and well, he didn't record it. All right, well, here we go. The interrogation lasted for hours, seemingly unsatisfactory answers rewarding with increasingly strong jolts of electricity. Jeff writhed in pain. The last charge had almost knocked him out.
Tell me, commanded the voice, what did you pass to that agent?
I can't say. And you're supposed to put me in the box, not fry me, he screamed. You're in a box, close enough, replied the voice. A long sizzle, a longer scream. Finally, tech data for the new radar. Good, said the voice, pleased. We had to confirm the data's validity. By the way, tell your CIA thanks for us. Okay, I totally blew that one. You see, folks, this is why you don't want me to read your stories. You should try to read them yourself. You know the nuances and all that. And I'm going to go through these. I'm not going to do multiple takes. I'm just going to give it a shot. We're going to see how truly awful I am at reading your stuff. Only you know the soul of your work. Okay, that's enough excuses. Thank you, Mike. Next, we move on to Terry T. of Quiet Time Podcast. Bunch of music from the, what is it, Podshow Safe Music, Mevio, I don't know what it's called, but you can find them at quiettimepodcast.com. There may be a /MT there or something, but all that will get you there. And he continues the story of the Stranded, the space thing. Go back to previous weekly challenges to catch up, and then you'll know what this one's about. Here we go with Terry T.
Hi-de-ho, good neighbors. I'm Terry T. from A Quiet Time Podcast with this week's 100-word stories weekly challenge, number 118, with the topic, The Voice. I call it Stranded, Part 13. Josh awoke to the voice.
Tissue regeneration complete. Blood pressure 120 over 68. Pulse 55. Thank you for using the Nightingale Mark 4. Have a nice day.
Easing the unit's hatch open, Josh looked around the room, checking for signs of entry. Seeing none, his eyes went to the clock and stopped. He had been in the med unit for 3 weeks. He hadn't thought that the damage was that extensive on his first observation. Well, at least he had a purpose to survive now, if only to hunt down that little red beast that had tried to eat him. Hey, well, I got you here. You have a few minutes to burn. Do you need new things for free? Well, stop by A Quiet Time Podcast at quiettimepodcast.com. As we're still looking for a winning entry for our Name That Tune contest. Details on episode 50. So until next time, this is Terry T. signing off.
Yay, contest! We like contests. That's right, you can go over to his contest at quiettimepodcast.com. And thank you, Terry, and I'm looking forward to what this guy does to that monster thing that, you know. Next up, speaking of monster things that go rah, it's Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Now, he wanted to plug 118migration.libsyn.com. Sure, why not? Because it is episode 118, and I think Will has run out of ways to kill me. I think I've been killed like 27 times in that thing. There should be just a podcast where, you know, every week I get killed. That would be fun. Maybe I should do like a whole week of just, you know, 100-word stories where I get the crap kicked out of me. That's, man. Oh, I'm skipping the radio show today, by the way. I've been doing that for, what, 8 weeks now? I enjoy going, but it just, it's too hot out, and I'm just, And there's, you know, in town, everything's going to be Obama and McCain and McCain and Obama. And it's like Metro sucks and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, who cares? Oh, well. So here's Guy David of GuyDavid.com with more from Chiquito Chirapa.
Well, hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy of The Night Guy, which can be found at nightguy.guydavid.com. Now, this is episode 118 of the weekly challenge, which is a good enough reason in itself to go and check out 118 migration over at 118.libsyn.com. And if this is not enough, sufficient to say that what you'll find there is the most original and fun to listen to zombie story around, and it's the only zombie story that is almost completely zombie-free. And now, let's listen to my own story for this week, which happens to be part 7 of the Cheer Up Up. Enjoy! Chiketo Chirapa was podcasting about the simple things in life, all from his alien perspective. He started out small, not letting much slip out, afraid of being found out, both by his own people and by the humans. As his listenership grew, his desire to have the humans trust his little alcove of 118 migrating Chirapa grew even stronger. And he found his voice as a podcaster, a voice pleading for sanctuary, and people listened as his podcast became increasingly popular, and he was mistakenly recognized as a rising and groundbreaking voice in fiction by both Siegler and Hutchins.
Siegler? Hutchins? I'm not familiar. What are those things? Are those like chalupas or something at Taco Bell? I don't know. You can check out more from Guy David at guydavid.com. Thank you. He also does the music. Beginning, the end, and the do-do-do-do-do-do. If you need do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, there are people who listen to the 100-word stories daily, one, like 10 or 12 in a row. They are hypnotized by his music. You can get them to do anything. I mean, get them bark like a dog near, and cluck like a chicken and all that stuff. You can even get them to hum like an elevator. I mean, if you're turned on to a woman meowing, I mean, humming like an elevator, that is nothing quite like that. All right, enough. I have not been drinking, so it's only 11:30 here. So once that clock hits 12, man, Jack meets Coke, I'm going down for the count. Next up is Planet X of Planet X podcast. If Planet Z ever had a nemesis, well, this guy would be called back for another reading. So here we go with Planet X.
Greetings, Earthlings. It is I, the magnificent Planet X-Ray, gracing you with his presence and bringing you another 100-word story for the weekly challenge number 118 with the topic that Anima Zabaleta brought us, the voice. I call it, It's Right. With the object in my hand, the voice in my head said,
It's right.
But I knew it wasn't right. Again, the voice said,
It's right and you know it.
No, it can't be right. It just can't. As far back as my grade school days, I knew it wasn't right. But maybe the voice was correct. The voice said,
Now you're coming around to my way of thinking. It's right.
Well, no hurt in trying. Right 15, now to the left, past 15 to 35, back right, now to 24, with a click, the lock opened.
What's inside the box? What's inside the box? Thank you, Planet X. You can check out more from Planet X at planetxpodcast.com. No, what is it, dot? Hold on. I'm going to check something here. planetxpodcast.gov. Whew, thank goodness. planetxpodcast.com. Now, the person who came up with this week's topic was, of course, Anima Zabaleta with The Voice. So we're going to find out what Anima Zabaleta had. Yeah, come on, people, admit it. When you pick a topic, you've already got a story written for it, and you're like, oh, man, this is the best. I just need the topic for this. And when you win, like, you pick the topic, and you play straight to your topic, but you rush it, and you're like, oh, no, and then you lose, and then someone else wins. That's how it happens, man. You gotta pick a topic and then write the story. You don't have the story prepped, and you don't set it up. You don't use home court advantage. You play it straight, man. You play it straight. So, Anima plays it straight with this story.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 118, themed The Voice. No, there are no zombies in my story. My story is called Procedure 47. Serena, I'm taking off the bandages now. Are you ready? Blink once for yes, twice for no. Okay. The Vox in a Box is your 47th procedure. You are arguably the most perfect person alive. You've had all the classics, the tummy tush ta-ta trifecta, a complete body lipo, collagen lip injections. I must say, of your rarer augmentations, the removable arm quick release and the orbital gyros for improved eye rolling are some of my finest work. Gently now, let's hear how the Vox works. Now you'll sing like Ima Sumac. Damn, Chinese instructions! Well then, dear, how about number 48?
As I said, when people listen to 10 or 15 of these episodes in a row, Guy David's music will get them clucking like a chicken. Thank you, Anima Zabaleta. You can check out more from Anima Zabaleta in... here, just write me. I'll give you her home address, and she'll come to the door, and you'll be like, give me more. I'm just... It's this thing called the web. You can post anything out there, and you can post nothing out there. And some people choose to post nothing. They have declined to participate in Web 2.0, the social thing. They have built a firewall between their online lives and their real lives, and they provide such a paucity of examples of their fine mind, their creativity, their skewed outlook on life, their unique perspective. Maybe it's because so many people like me have unique perspectives and all that, that it becomes noise, it becomes chaos. You are getting it from all directions, 24/7, all around the world, all languages, and we're all shouting at the top of our lungs. Maybe what needs to happen is that the top-level domain name servers are shut down for a day. They're taken offline, and people get the chance to go outside. They get the chance to make backups. They get the chance to wake up early and make breakfast instead of going to McDonald's and getting whatever chemicals they've cooked up to pretend to be eggs, to pretend to be sausage, to pretend to be napkins. Or maybe not. Next up is... Oh my God, Almost Schumann, and he recorded his story? Oh wow. Okay, I'm going to shut up now and let Almo take over.
Long, thin fingers held the card to the light. A green stroke ran down the middle of the white card. He passed it to the heavy-set man on his right and said, "One for Richardson." He held the next card and saw a yellow stroke. He passed it to the pinched-looking man on his left. The pinched-looking man traced a blue marker over the yellow. He returned the card to the center man, who held it to the light and looked at the green mark. "One for Richardson," he said, smiling. "The voice of the people would be heard again."
Well, the voice of Almo was certainly heard again. "Hi, Almo! Yay! Woohoo!" Or is it Almo? How am I supposed to pronounce that? Almo. 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 Almo? Almo? Mo. We're going to call you Big Mo. Well, okay. We've got a few more folks, and then we are out of here for the day. I know you've been waiting for this one. I get off on a wild goose chase, and I wake up, and it's like, oh, well, she's come up with a new sim to look at, and it's like, okay, I'll take a look. Ooh, it's pretty, and I make a movie, and then I go off and whatever, and, you know. Okay. Next up is Evamoon. 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 No, you don't want me to be singing. You want to hear her sing. And you can check out her stuff at evamoon.net. Although it's probably pronounced Evamoon this week. I think she's been flipping back and forth. But you can check out her, you know, when her music, or she's still making her album 3 more songtastic. So that's gonna be the word for 2008. Just watch. You know, at the end of the year, when all those stupid end of the year things come on, like, oh, these are all the Hollywood actors that have died, and here's all the important stuff, and this is the number one food that came out, and this is the number one news item, and this is the number one word. The number one word is going to be 3 more song tat. Ooh, got a little something caught in my throat. I'm gonna go get something to drink. Evamoon.
Hello, this is Evamoon with another entry into the 100 Word Story Contest. The theme this week is The Voice, and I have a true story for you of exactly 100 words. Alan felt the 15-foot-tall papier-mâché wizard head begin to tip dangerously. Everything had gone so well at dress rehearsal. He'd spent hours learning how to manipulate the rods and strings that controlled the wizard's eyes and mouth while speaking his lines into a mic. The mic was the best part. A special filter gave him the voice, deep, resonant, and superbly wizardy. But now it was opening night of The Wizard of Oz. The Redmond High School Theater was filled to capacity, and disaster loomed. The head teetered precariously. Munchkin scrambled for cover.
Oh, crap!
The voice boomed.
You know, of all the things for the voice to boom. thank you, Eva. You can check out more from Evamoon at Evamoon. What? What are you yelling about? Come here, buddy. Come here, boy. Yes, it's Nardo's turn on the podcast. Come here, buddy. Get up here. I'm going to hold him up. Burp. Yeah, hello, fatso. Ooh, you're a good boy. You don't want to talk to the people. No, once I pick you up, you're all purring and you're all happy. And then you're looking at me like you're going to swap me in the face. You'll put the big fat fuzzy tummy. Yes, there you go. There you go, boy. Yeah, I'll hurry up. I'll get this done soon. Then we're going to go play with the feather outside. Yeah, you want to play with the feather outside? Oh, now you're putting your paw in my face. Oh, yeah, you got your claws out. Yeah, too bad. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're good. Oh, now you want down. All right, so I'm going to put you down. Now you're going to turn back around. You're going to meow. There you go. Such a simple creature. And speaking of simple creatures, we've got Termus. Thomas Merkel has got his story in for this week, so let's go ahead and get Thomas's story in.
Hello, I'm Thomas Merkel with another story for Weekly Challenge 118, The Voice. The story is called Eddie's Dilemma. "Hey, it's about time you made your way back," a familiar voice jarred Eddie back. Blinking rapidly, Eddie tried to get his bearings, remembering where he was. Eddie was almost, but not quite, dead. Always slipping between life and death, and back again. He preferred death over life. The voice kept calling him back, refusing to let him rest in peace. Every time he thinks he's finally made it, his mother voice calls him. He would kill her, but he listened to her enough on this side of existence. He just could not think of listening to her for eternity.
You and me both. Sorry, this thing's on. Hi, thank you, Thomas. You can check out more from Thomas Merkel. He didn't give a link. Look up Thomas Merkel, and you'll see all sorts of Thomas Merkel merchandise, Thomas Merkel discussion groups, 12-step programs. I think the 12-step programs, though, are a little on the preachy side. Next up is, well, Brad. Brad Z has come back. He's actually come back. He has come back. He was new before, and now he's back, which makes him a veteran. Isn't that cool? So I just read on his Twitter stream that he's working on an F-14. So if you don't vote for him, well, let's just say that F-14 Tomcat, that does some wickedness damage. Unless, you know, at the museum, you know, they have all those weapons and all those missiles. I'm sure they're disarmed. But then, you know what? How can you possibly be entirely sure? Here's Brad.
All right, this is Brad Z, and here is my submission for weekly challenge number 118, The Voice, and the title is A New Day.
Today's my day. You must pick me.
No, no, pick me.
You both went last time.
You know you want to pick me.
Don't pick her. We can't handle another day like that.
Oh, shut up. Your days are horrific.
I'm the only one who knows. You must pick me.
Everyone knows you know nothing.
You are all a worthless infection to him. I banish you all.
Shut up, Fred.
You can't banish us, you little shrew. In the morning, I often just go with the loudest voice for my personality pick of the day.
Yay! And I think you picked the right one. And hopefully not the hop in the F-14 Tomcat and hunt us and kill us all. Thank you, Brad. Oh, Justin the Space Turtle. He's back. He's back. And he's known as Chivalry. I'm just going to shut up now. Go to thebeendom.com/Space Turtle, and the links are in the show notes. God, when is this going to be over?
Justin Lowmaster here with today's 100-word story called The Voice. My wife is giving me a very strange look and might hurt me. Anyways, like I say, The Voice is the topic, and my story is called That Terrible Voice. I also wanted to thank Thomas Merkel for the story last week, and the moral of the story is some things only work when you use them. That voice. That terrible, horrible voice. I have heard it ever since I came to this place. Strange creature with odd legs come here, and some sort of spawn comes from them. I am forced to help them carry their strange, bulky things for them. The voices, always speaking to me, driving me mad. Up above in the skies, those things are always there, screaming their blasphemous cries into the atmosphere. I cannot take it anymore. The voice is driving me to madness. The voice. There it is.
The white zones for loading and unloading passengers only.
Somebody needs to take a nap. Thank you, Justin. You can check out more from Justin at thebeendom.com/SpaceTurtle. I blithered enough. I'm going to hand it over to Planet Z.
Also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed and click subscribe on iTunes Podcast Ready and leave comments. Oh, please leave comments. That would make me so happy. Music for the opening and closing were by Guy David and Guy David. There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow and then on Saturday and then one of these weekly challenges. I'll post the topic in a little bit. By the way, I'm doing some different video tonight. Apparently it's 2 hours long. I thought it was going to be an hour and I was told it was a half hour. No, it's apparently 2 hours long. So am I supposed to, I'm supposed to scout out a whole bunch of locations, blah, 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 like it does, like that. We'll just be cool. Hey, you're all off to this one. No. That's not how I work. How I roll is I set up a location, and cool, and then I react to it like it's a bunch of toys. You know? And then Ducky goes nuts and explains that story. So, no, no, these are cannons. Oh, let's go blow up the bad people. Go out there. That's what it's for. Come on. Improv. Camera and improv. You don't see enough of that. And secondly, I feel so sad. Or I'm trying. So, thank you again for listening, and as always, keep it brief.
Closing.